الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. صدق الله العظيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. I normally give this bayan every year, and my one reason for that is that I expect and request the students also, wherever they go, then at least now and then make bayan on the importance of salawat, of durood sharif on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because this is also one great ibadat of Jum'ah and a great ibadat of Madinatul Munawwara, and we are quite negligent as far as our recitation of durood sharif is concerned. For example, it's a special ibadat of Jum'ah, but each one of us think for ourselves, myself included, that how much durood did we read today? Durood, we should have read quite a bit, but how much did we read today? So in this ayat kareema, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, Inna Allaha, Inna, students are here, they know it's for tahqeeq, for ta'keed, that there is no doubt, undoubtedly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa malaikatuhu, and the malaika of Allah, those who are 100% pure and clean, who have no inclination of any sin whatsoever, yusalluna ala nabi, yusallun, students know is fa'il mudari, that is the verb in the continuous tense, that means continually. And also according to Nahwa, you know this is Jumla Ismiya, and one of the things of Jumla Ismiya is that it shows to continuity. So the Jumla Ismiya also, and then fa'il mudari also, that means all the time. Our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, says, normally we translate that Allah Ta'ala and the Malaika are sending durood on Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Say the translation is correct, but not complete. Complete is that you add all the time, that Allah Ta'ala and His Malaika all the time are sending durood, salawat on Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala orders, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe. And the believers are the friends of Allah ta'ala. Allahu waliyyuhalladhina amanu. Now Allah is the friend of the believers, and with who you have friendship, you always wish good for your friend. So Allah ta'ala is showing us a very, very good business. Hal adullukum ala tijaratin. Tunjiikum min adhabin adheem. As I show you a business, it is not the tafsir of the ayat, but I'm just using the ayat, that will save you from a terrible punishment. In other words, we know lot of businesses. We know a furniture business, we know motor car business, we know a lot of businesses. But the business of sending durood sharif, unfortunately, we are not so well aware of that. So Allah Ta'ala is informing us of this business of sending salawat. Sallu alayhi, send durood salawat. Wasallimu taslima. And salams also, and send it in abundance and with love. Not just to finish numbers, but with great love and enjoyment, send durood sharif on Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in the first part, Allah Ta'ala says, Allah is sending durood. What is the meaning of Allah Ta'ala sending durood? It's quite clear, Allah doesn't do it as ibadat. Na'uzu billah, whose ibadat must Allah make? Allah is ma'abood, He is the worshipped. He's not the worshipper, the whole world is to worship Him. Everyone is to worship Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala sending durood, ulama have written, there is a twofold meaning. One is that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is all the time sending his rahmat on Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Continuously Allah's rahmat and salawat, the meaning of salawat is rahmat. But this is rahmat-e khaswa, special rahmat. So Allah is sending a special rahmat on Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Also, just that I remembered that Maulana Musa Kaji, Damat Barakatum, Jazahumullah Khair, has also written a nice kitab on Durood Sharif. So, or any other kitab, but study a kitab or any bayan, and but make bayan wherever you are. Now and then, remind the people of the importance of Durood Sharif so that we ourselves can also get reminded. Anyway, carrying on, that Allah Ta'ala is sending His rahmat on Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continuously and an abundance of rahmat. If we have to go to the Victoria Falls, Niagara Falls, or many other falls in the world, waterfalls, the waterfalls at such a force that even if you're standing at quite a distance from there, the splashes of the water will actually make you wet. They usually hire out raincoats there so that you wear the raincoats when you go till the edge, till where you can go. But from there the falls is still far, but the water, the splashes still hit you. So if a dunya's water falls, the splashes can hit so much, then Allah's rahmat falls. The falls of Allah's rahmat, how much won't that be? And if you are present at Rozae Mubarak, how much won't you get drenched and wet with the rahmat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. But the thing is that we go on our way for Hajj, for Umrah, for Ziyarat, then we don't give up our gunas. There are many people while going for Hajj and Umrah also, we're not performing our namaz also. When we're returning, women not observing parda, and many men, no beard, not sunnat beard, the full beard. So we have covered ourselves with the raincoat of sins. And when you are covered with the raincoat of sins and you are in front of Rozae Mubarak too, then the splashes of Allah's rahmat. And there is not splashes, but huge amounts which are coming down. We don't get a share. So we see when we come back also, in the same way. No namaz in our lifestyle. If we went without a beard, most people come back without a beard. MashaAllah, there are those people who Allah give tawfiq and then they keep the beard, etc. Or trousers below the ankle or any other guna which we are involved in. But if we go to the mashayikh, to Ahlullah, or even we go in Jamaat and we cleanse ourselves, we purify ourselves, and then go now for Hajj and Umrah, and then Allah's rahmat which is coming down on Rozae Mubarak, which is coming down on Kaaba Sharif all the time, and we are making tawaf of Kaaba Sharif, we are right near the Kaaba, and if we take off our raincoat of gunas, then we'll get that Allah's rahmat coming upon us. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. The other meaning, the ulama have explained, that Allah is sending continuously His rahmat on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is that Allah Ta'ala is raising the position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam all the time, continuously. When this ayat of the Quran Sharif was revealed, وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرًا, and we have raised up your zikr, your remembrance, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have made your remembrance very high in the world. So what will be the condition of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's zat, his person, of his deen? Allah will raise it all the time. Consequently, we see that when this ayat was revealed, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting on the Mimbar Sharif in Masjid al-Nabawi, and he asked the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum, do you know the meaning of this? The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had a lot of adab in them. They immediately said, Allahu wa Rasuluhu a'lam. Allah and His Rasul know better. So anyway, when this ayat was revealed, then Allah Ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam to give the tafsir to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this is a rare occasion where we're having the tafsir from Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, students, we know We read tafsir of Jalalain, Bedawi, Ibn Kathir, many other tafsirs that we read. But here is a tafsir from Allah Ta'ala himself. And what was the tafsir which Allah Ta'ala made? The tafsir Allah Ta'ala made is that إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ ذُكِرْتَ مَعِيَّ. When I will be remembered, O you, O Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have made the arrangement in the world that you will be remembered with me also. Wherever I will be remembered, you will be also remembered. And Allah Ta'ala is remembered 24 hours, every moment in the world. For example, due to geographical differences, the adhans, the namaz times are different in the world. We are going to be making Jum'ah now. Some other place they're making Asr. Some other place they're making Maghrib. Some other place Fajr. Some other place Isha. All different. And Shafi's, Shawafi' make their namazes oval time usually. Ahnaf normally with a little bit of ta'khir, with a bit later. So with all these differences in the whole world, every moment azans are carrying on. From Fiji Islands right to the coast of America, the azans are carrying on, and 24 hours azans are carrying on. And how many masjids? For example, in Cairo alone, how many masjids? In Karachi, in Kuala Lumpur, Jakarta, how many masjids in one city? How many azans are carrying on? And no azan will be complete with only Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. It will have to have after that Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. So where Allah's zikr, Allah's Rasul zikr also throughout the world. When a child is born, we give adhan in the one ear. Where Allah's zikr, Allah's Rasul zikr. We give iqama in the other ear. Allah's zikr, Allah's Rasul zikr. When janazah namaz, where we have the takbir, Allahu Akbar, four takbirs for janazah namaz. And then we have thana, the praises of Allah. Then we have salawat, durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you see, from morning to night, the adhans. From east to west, north to south, morning to night, all the time. From birth to death, all the time, Allah's zikr is taking place. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam zikr is taking place. Then there are so many other more occasions. How many places in the world Hadith Sharif is taught? And continuously, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, continuously, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah made, this is the zikr, this is Allah's salawat and durood on Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is coming down continuously. Then, wa malaikatuhu, the malaika, the angels are also sending durood on Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of the meanings of the durood of the malaika is that continuously they are in the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is one reason why we should try and always keep, Allah give us all tawfiq, one kitab of seerat in our mutala'ah. In our study, we should always try and keep a kitab of seerat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those, how much they recognize Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so much they will remember him. And to remember Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to send durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to follow the sunnats of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to spread the deen, make effort of the deen of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in all the forms, whether it is teaching, whether it is by bayans, whether it is bin tabligh, whichever way, writing kitabs, but all the time the concern that how can the deen of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spread and people practice upon it. So the malaika are continuously engaged in the remembrance, in the praises of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And why shouldn't it be so? When Allah tabarak wa ta'ala himself says, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرًا, we have made very high. And Allah making high, how high we cannot imagine. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi says that إِنَّا أَعْطَيْنَاكَ الْكَوْثَرَ. Oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have given you Kawthar. One of the tafsirs of Kawthar is the well of the fountain of Kawthar also. Kawthar is also khair kathir. We have given you khair kathir. What akhlaq Allah gave Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What morals Allah gave Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What pure beliefs. And not only that, but Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made effort on the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Jo khud gumrah the, who was themselves off the path, the Sahaba Kiram before they accepted Islam, were auro ke hadi ban gaye. They became the guides of other people. Who those that were blind, wo masiha ban gaye. They gave eyes, they gave life. People who were dead, what qualities the people had before Islam came. Eh? But when Islam came, then they such qualities were built in them that they gave life to other people. And till today, whatever goodness is in the world is the barakat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Though this is not a hadith, you don't find it, but the meaning of it is correct. لَوْلَاكَ لَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْخَلْقِ. That had it not been for you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should not have created the creation. Allah has created. We shouldn't have Makkah Sharif, we shouldn't have Madinah Sharif. All Allah created in the honor of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jannat, Jahannam, this world, our lives, everything. Whatever morals, Quran Sharif we got, is the barakat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everything is from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But Allah, this is a world of asbab, means. Allah has made Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the means of for this khair kathir, for all this goodness. Then Allah ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have not sent you, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but as an embodiment of rahmat for the world. So this great rahmat which Allah ta'ala has sent to us, this rahmat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam, how great is that? Think, for example, a person, may Allah protect us all, the whole ummah, everyone. If a person is hospitalized for 6 months, for example, he lost his job also, there is no income, there is no breadwinner for the family, and after 6 months, now he hasn't got rent also to pay, he has to pay his water and light accounts, it's also all accumulated, and he doesn't know where to go, who to ask. And somebody comes and puts 100,000 rands in his rand in his hands and tell him, go sort yourself out. Whole life he will sing the praises of that person. That when I was in this time of great difficulty, this man came to help me. So much more than that, when the world was plunged into darkness, people were worshipping idols. An idol which they made with their own hand. They made their god with their own hand. Then they place the god, if he's in a standing position, he can't sit, because he's just standing all the time. If he's in a sitting position, he can't stand up, he can't lie down. All the time just in that. They put food in front of it, it can't eat the food also. Flies will come and eat, rats will eat, can't chase them away. And that they worship. That will help us. That will give us rain, for example. Or it will be, we will get children by worshipping this God. So totally wrong beliefs, who purified us? Nobody else but Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He took out the 360 idols from Kaaba Sharif, which the people used to worship all the time. What akhlaq he taught us. The value of woman. Woman had no value in society. How a mother was treated. How a wife was treated. Daughters were buried alive. A person would inherit his mother if the father died. And then he'll do with her whatever he wanted to. Woman had no value. There is no gender equality. That is just a whole myth, and it's just a big lie. And value of woman, the Islam has taught the world the value of woman. The Jannat lies under the feet of your mother. Serve your mother, look after her, make her happy, and you will get Jannat. The value of woman, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the world. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has raised the position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Hassan ibn Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who was a great sahabi of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and a poet, he was a poet. He says, ma madahtu muhammadan bimaqalati. I did not praise Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with my words. I sang praises and poetry, I said with regard to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma madahtu muhammadan bimaqalati, walakin madahtu maqalati bimuhammadi. But I praise, my poems got praised because of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's barakah. This is the position. Also Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's position is very, very high. So the malaika are continuously also engaged in salawat, in sending praises on Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. O you who believe, who are my friends. There is a very, very profitable business that is going on. The business of sending durood sharif. You are in a small business. You are making, you have just got a little shop on the pavement, and somebody offers you a big takeaway, somebody offers you a big business, a gold mine, a diamond mine. That is now big business. But compared to diamond mine and gold mine, and oil fields and oil refineries also, much more greater business is the business of sending durood on Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is such a business that in 3 seconds, for example, one durood you can read sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Less than 3 seconds also. And in return, you get 70 rewards. In other words, you bought something for 1 rand, you sold it for 70 rand. And no overheads also. No taxes on it. You don't have to pay any workers for it. Nothing. And that reward remains with you not only in this world, but in the qabr also, in akhirat also. How 70? This is in my limited knowledge. Other people have more knowledge. It is even more than that. Otherwise, Allah's rahmat has got no limits whatsoever. Whenever a person sends one durood, Allah Ta'ala sends 10 duroods on that person. We send durood sharif with our filthy mouth. Our hearts are filthy. Our minds are filthy. Allah is Subhan, is pure. And He sends 10 duroods on you. When you send one durood, Allah Ta'ala sends 10 duroods on you. And then again, that Allah Ta'ala sends 10 salams on you also. If you have salamity from Allah Ta'ala, you live a life of peace and bliss. Salamity is not in having a big mansion. Salamity is not in going for a holiday. But when Allah is sending salam on you, you will have inside you peace and peace of mind, contentment of heart. Outwardly also, Allah will give you salamity, peace, security, Allah Ta'ala will grant you. So 20 prophets you have made already. Then, for every durood that you read, Allah raises your position in Jannat by 10. So it's already 30. Allah writes in your record of deeds, 10 rewards, thawabs. So it's 40. Allah forgives 10 of your sins, is 50. 10 malaika make dua for you, is 60. And you get the thawab of freeing 10 slaves, is 70. And to free one slave, how much is that sawab? It's not one sawab. How much is in that? So by just sending durood, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi alfa alfa marra. Oh Allah, send durood on Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and on his sahaba radiyallahu anhu and on his family 1,000 times 1,000 times. So 1,000 times 1,000 is 1,000,000. So if we send one durood, it takes 3 seconds to read this. You have sent 1,000,000 duroods. And in return, 70 million you are getting in return. And that will be with you wherever you are. In the whole world, wherever you go, this will your bank doesn't go with you. Some places they might not accept your check. Some places they might not accept your currency, but this will be accepted everywhere. Wherever you go, in the qabr it will be with you, on the day of Qiyamah, and forever in Jannat also it will be with you. Hadrat Maulana Shah Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to say, sending Durood Sharif is like buying shares on the share market. If you buy shares, and good shares where you get good returns, and they are jais and they're permissible also. You bought a share for 1 rand, and then you're getting, for 1,000 rand you bought shares, and you are getting every year, you won't get 50,000. You won't even get 5,000 in return. But yeah, if you bought 1,000 duruds you read, that is buying the shares, reading Durood Sharif. Then you are getting in return 70 million for every durood that you are sending. And you don't have to worry of opening a bank account. You don't have to worry about the receiver of revenue, the tax man. You don't worry, have to worry of crooks coming to steal it or anything. It is secured for you. So Durood Sharif is this great ibadat. And it comes in the Hadith Sharif, إِنَّ أَوْلَ النَّاسِ بِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ عَلَيَّ صَلَاةً أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. The person who will be the closest to me on the day of Qiyamah will be the person who sends the most durood upon me. So it is up to us. Who wouldn't like to be close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam? And ulama have explained, the one meaning of being close is to be physically close. Bodily to be close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So whoever sends more durood is going to be more closer to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The other is that that person will get the most love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the person who sends the most durood. How much more durood you send, so much more you will get the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And if we get the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam, what more do we want? The third is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's intercession, sifarish, to intercede for us, that person will get it the most, the person who sends the most durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So there are great, great benefits. In one hadith is sharif it comes, al-bakhilu idha zukirtu indahu falam yusalli alayya. A stingy person is that person that when my name is taken in front of him, he doesn't send durood. Right? There was a person who just Urdu mahawra proverb, makki chus. The person who sucked a fly. There must be what kind of a person who sucks a fly. And these proverbs are not just made like that. He was eating curry and the fly fell in. The fly started flying out. He caught the fly and he stuck the fly. He said, you can go, but my soup you can't take with. So what a stingy person. But more stingy is that person who hears the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and does not read durood. May Allah give us all tawfiq to read durood sharif on a regular daily basis, and more on Jummah, and even more when we go to Madinatul Munawwara. Jazakumullah.